Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
You know, Pastor, we spent all week talking about the transformation brought about by the grace of God. And now what, one may ask? How does this understanding impact the Christian's life? And what do we do from our end in order to get the greatest benefits of His grace? So, Pastor, how can we experience the full benefits of God's grace after all is said and done?
We benefit, of course, grace by being in His presence, knowing what the Lord wants us to do. Remember, one of the key verses that we have been using throughout the week was Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20, saying, "Behold, I stand at the door, and whoever opens, I will come in, and I will dwell with." To experience the full benefits of God's grace, we must surrender our lives to Christ, cultivate a deep relationship with Him, and live a life of obedience and service. If you look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2, can you read it for us so that for the benefit of our listeners, Romans chapter 12, verse number 1 and 2. Are you there, Zama?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. If your Bible is close by, kindly read it for us.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, you say?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just trying to get through to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. It is 15:37 on the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
Yes, by the transforming of the mind. This is what God wills, and this is what God desires in our hearts and in our minds, so that we can receive the full measure of God's mercy. So God is saying to you and to me, we have an opportunity to receive and to experience the full, not much, the full benefits of God's grace. There's a need for us to surrender our lives fully to Him so that we can have a full benefit of His grace upon our lives. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Can you read it?
Which one? Which book is that you're cutting?
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
2 Peter, 2 Peter, you say.
Yes.
Right, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse. Oh, Pastor, can you hear me?
Second, yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse?
2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 18.
Number 18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen."
Amen. So we are going in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ desires all of us to have that grace, all of us to have the full benefits of His grace. And it will transform our lives. It will change our lives, and our lives will never be the same again. We are examples of men and women who received the grace of God, and their lives never the same again. I am reminded of Rahab as she is visited by the spies. They to where she was, and as they are leaving, they make a promise to her that you are going to receive the grace of the Lord. You're going to receive the favor of the Lord. When everyone else is going to be destroyed, you are going to be spared. And this is the grace of the Lord. And when the walls of Jericho were coming down, Rahab was spared. She lived with her family. And look, this is the beauty of God's grace. It is not only Rahab who is saved, also her family is saved. Everyone, her mother and the people, her children, all the people around here received the full salvation because of one person. And the painful part also is that even through one person, we also lose the grace. We also receive God's wrath. So here we are, we have Rahab receiving God's favor, and she benefits her family. So yes, indeed, the experience of full benefits of God's grace is given to all that we may receive God's full benefit.
Mm. Now, how would one be encouraged, or how would you encourage someone who is stuck on the fact that they don't deserve God's grace?
There is nobody who doesn't deserve God's grace. Mm. Everyone deserves God's grace. I have just given an illustration of the story of Rahab, how she is about to be a harlot. Remember, she is an outcast. But because she is willing to be for God's team, she and her family is fair. When you look at the genealogy of Jesus Christ, it will lead you to the life of Rahab. So this helps us. This tells us that it is possible to live in the presence of God and benefit from the presence of God, regardless of your status, where you are coming from, your history. God wants everyone to benefit from his grace.
Mm. Beautiful one. Before I let you go, Pastor, how would you conclude our week? We've looked at different themes. We've looked at different subjects under the grace, the power of God's grace. What is it that you'd like to leave with the listener?
I would like to say an understanding of God's grace leads us to view God as a loving and merciful Father, and to treat others with compassion, kindness, and respect, bringing them to Jesus Christ. Remember, when we receive grace, we need to impart grace. That is what God wants us to do. Grace is open for all, so that we can receive salvation. Remember, we said grace is transformational. It should change our lives. Changing our lives for what? For a better somebody. We need to see the physical, the outward appearance. Let us see how God has changed your life. The inward appearance, let there be peace and joy within you, knowing that God has been with you. This is what grace does. It should never leave you the same. And finally, Revelation chapter 3, verse number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Whoever shall hear my voice and open, I will come and dwell with him. God is imparting grace to you and to me. And this is what the Lord wants from us. So yes, let us receive the grace that God wants us to have, and we will benefit from it at the end of the day. So we need to bless God and thank God for what he has done. And I want to pray eventually with somebody who is saying, I am receiving this grace. I am hearing the voice of the Lord knocking, and I want him to come in and dwell within me so that I may receive that grace. Shall we pray?
Right.
So, gracious Father, what in heaven, Lord, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we want to thank you for your grace in our lives. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your mercies. We believe and we know that you have the grace imparted to us, grace in full measure, so that when we receive it, our lives may be transformed. I'm praying with somebody this afternoon, Lord, who is struggling with situations of life because they haven't received the grace of God. May you show them your mercy. May you with them. They've opened their hearts and they are willing that you may work within them. And listen, Lord, I'm praying for your children. Bless them, keep them, and allow them to enjoy in your presence. For this is our prayer of faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much. It's been a fantastic week together with you. I do hope that you have a fantastic weekend as you prepare for the Sabbath.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Right, that is the pastor there, Pastor Mahlangu, talking to us all the way from Harare, and of course giving us that parting shot there about the transformative power of God's grace. I must tell you, very important that we bask in God's grace, you know. And I think as I conclude this part about God's grace, I do want to say to you out there, place yourself, man, place yourself where God's grace will be passing by, right? Yes, because God is merciful, and spend time in prayer. If you pray, if you call upon his name, you are going to be basking in his glory. He now doesn't keep quiet. He does attend to our requests. So place yourself definitely in a path where God's grace will definitely be passing.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.